All right. Increase. We're all seeking increase. I'm seeking amazing increase. The amazing increase is different than increase. It's inside of all human nature that everybody wants more. We want to have more, be more, do more. We all have this need in us. And much like nature, if you burn down a forest, it comes back bigger and stronger. Life just continues to expand and evolve. But this idea of amazing increase is different. This is on a higher level, a different dimension, what we might call the fourth dimension. Amazing increase is first about learning that you can invite whatever you desire, assuming that desire is strong enough, into your life, and then knowing how to manifest that dream into your life. Now listen to what I said. Amazing increase is first about learning that you can invite whatever you desire. You've heard me say this idea that what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. This is about amazing increase. But it's got to be strong. And if it's strong enough, you can invite it into your life and knowing how to manifest this dream will cause amazing increase. Amazing increase is becoming aware that power, dominion, increase is available to you and to everyone, to you, to me, just for the asking, and then learning how to apply, how to add whatever it is you desire. In other words, it's a blueprint, it's a formula. There's this idea of universal laws and principles. But once you learn to push these ideas into your life through the universal law wrapped up in God's greatest gift, or should I say the universe's greatest gift, and it's favor. Favor. So far I've said words like amazing, I've said words like desire, I've said words like increase, I've said universal law, and now I'm adding favor. And if you don't believe in God, anywhere I say God, feel free to input universe or deity or whatever it is you believe. It doesn't matter in the context here, and the fact that the blueprint is the blueprint. Amazing increase is about learning that a collection of universal laws have existed since the beginning of time, and they've been recorded throughout all of history in the ancient books of wisdom. And from time to time, they get lost. People forget them or forget to apply them or overshadow their ability or allow technology to override their higher self. This idea of self-help or motivation or what was first termed new thought technology, some early they began to call it new age thinking at the turn of the century. In the 1900s, there was a movement in America, and I'm sure in other countries too, of this idea of a higher self or being self-aware, or, you know, elevating one's mind to come out of the crowd. This is at the very root of this idea of amazing increase, is this idea of self-awareness, maybe we could call it the supermind. This is at the root and the heart of books like Think and Grow Rich and Science of Getting Rich, and Think Big, and the list goes on and on and on. From the beginning of time with Wallace Wattles and Napoleon Hill to the modern day of the Grant Cardones and the Gary Vaynerchuks and the Tony Robbins. Throughout all of history, in every century, there have been men or teachers or women who, of higher self, people with super minds, people who had a higher self-consciousness than you had, who understood universal principles of how to invoke. And I talked about this idea in the past about what? About the Alpha Code? And all this interlinks. And a lot of it comes down to this gift wrapped to us from God or from the universe, this idea of favor. You have been chosen You have favor. And here's the funny thing. You've been given the right to decide that favor, and you can choose you. So you have free will. You have the ability to think and to hold things in your mind. The science of getting rich teaches this idea that what you can hold in your mind long enough, you can literally manifest in the physical. The thoughts that you can hold in your mind long enough, the problem is there's people and ideas and things and culture and other people and technology and all this shit coming at your mind, trying to steal that thought out of your mind so you don't get to hold it long enough to actually manifest it in your life. There's not a human being alive who wouldn't want more money. There's not a human being alive who wouldn't like $1 million invested in 20 or 30 dividend stocks. Not a single human being on planet Earth would say, no, I don't want that. And yet so few accumulate it and get there. And yet we all have the same idea, same longing, same want. Who would not want that? Well, I do. And it starts with this idea of amazing increase. And that we have to be aware, power, dominion, and increase that is available to us. And it's available to me, to you, to anyone, just for asking. That we're able to choose. We're able to appoint. We're able to put favor upon. And I choose me. And you choose you. We can begin to elevate ourselves. See, most people function within three dimensions. I'm going to pitch to you that there's four. Maybe there's 100, but there's four. And the idea of this self-awareness, or let's call it supermind, because you have superpowers, because you're doing things that other people don't do, like investing, like trying to run a business, like trying to, you know, build a personal brand. You're trying to do things that other people aren't trying to do. You're not being conformed to this world. Understanding the four horsemen of the financial apocalypse: taxes, debt, inflation, corporate marketing will steal your money. And so that if you desire amazing increase, guess what? You're going to need to implement the universal laws to put some shit on your side, because this is a battle you're in. So the idea of the supermind is, you might call it God force if you're a Christian. Dimension one, what you can see. Well, if I see it, I believe it. Dimension two is what you can hear. If I see it and hear it, sounds right, I believe it. Dimension three, this is about as far as most people get. What you believe through beliefs that society's taught you, or what your parents taught you, or what they told you to think at work. This is about as far as most people go. But see, there's this one more level up. Now, some people refer to this. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about the idea of being self-aware. This is it. It's the fourth dimension, or what I like to call the supermind, super trader. The reason I became better, I don't want to say I'm great, but the reason I became a good trader, supermind. The reason I became a good investor, the supermind. Elevating myself, bigger picture thinking, being self-aware. Understanding the power and the universal laws of mathematics, understanding compound interest, and the 5,000-year-old millionaire blueprint. This idea that you know that there's a path, and it's through ownership of assets that produce income. And so, if that's true, and there is a blueprint, then I should follow it. And then, if you do, you're going to have amazing increase, not just average increase. And so, no, I don't want an index fund, because I don't want average increase. I'm looking for amazing increase. Because I don't operate on dimension one, two, and three. I'm operating on the idea of dimension four, that I have a super mind, that what I think about can come about, that what I hold in my mind, what I hold there for a long period of time, I can literally manifest it in my life. Self-awareness. Understanding that, guess what? Markets go down and up. Economies. Cycle. It's called the business cycle. Interest rates rise and interest rates go down. Presidents live and presidents die. Wars happen and wars, peacetime happens. And so it shouldn't be a shock. Oh my God, it's a recession. Yeah, it's called the business cycle. There's universal laws and principles. To become comfortable with a stock market crash, you must possess the supermind and understand that the crash is part of the process. It's what presents opportunity. The only way that I'm going to get rich, I'm not going to get rich through working. I'm going to get rich through investing and through opportunity. Supermind. Fourth dimension, God force. Amazing increase is learning how to invite absolute strangers into your life who get underneath your dreams and who basically hand you your destiny on a silver platter. That's happened to me all my life. All of the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks, credit cards of other people. Part of this idea of the supermind is this idea that you need to give people more in use value than you ask for them in monetary value. This is like a universe. This is like one of the ancient codes that's written in all the books, that if you give more than you ask for, you will get rich. In other words, if people like your business better than other people's business because they think they get more value by going to do business with you, you're going to get a lot of business. In other words, if you serve people better than the next guy, there'll be more people for you to serve, which means more money for you. So I give away my first book. It's The Keys of the Kingdom. It's the blueprint. Here's the blueprint. Here's how I became a millionaire in 8.2 years. Did exactly this. Here's what I did. Saved half my money, literally 50%. Did it almost for 11 years. So the year that me and my wife together made $180,000, $200,000, we literally invested $100,000. And we did this year after year after year after year. And guess what? If you invested in quality dividend stocks and you do like I do and try to buy them on sale, or you try to find houses and you buy foreclosures and you just consistently do this over and over and over and over and over, you build wealth. The millionaire blueprint. Amazing increase is learning how to invite absolute strangers into your life so that they can get under your dreams. And it's they who basically hand you your destiny on a silver platter. This was the secret behind Napoleon Hill. You know how I get 29,000 followers on Instagram? It's not because of my good looks or good talking. It's because I invite others to share in my prosperity. On the back of Dr. Hill's book, Succeed and Grow Rich Through Persuasion, I don't know if you know this, but Dr. Hill wrote more than just Think and Grow Rich. And on the back, the book is in blue, in yellow type on the top of Hill's hints. He hints, quote, that the key is the power of persuasion. He's talking about the golden key. The power to persuade yourself that you can do whatever you desire. And the power to persuade others to help you both to get whatever you want. Key word there, both. Now I'm going to read this one more time. The key is the power of persuasion. Persuasion. Now, I said favor earlier, and that you could put your favor on whoever you wanted, and I'm saying put it on you. Bestow, there we go. Bestow favor, that's favor, choose, you vote you in, you for president. Get what I'm saying? When I was first building my network marketing business 20 years ago, I came up with this slogan, and I put it on my marketing material. It said, voted number one recruiting system in America. Guess who voted it? Me. No one's ever questioned me about it. No one has ever asked me, hey, who voted you? I just wrote it on the ad and put a little trophy. It worked. Guys, it worked. I chose me. And other people go, huh. See, people want to believe you. This is what makes if you're a con man, makes it so easy. This is what makes, you ever watch that show American Greed and you think, ain't no way I would have done it. People want to believe you. This is the beautiful thing about America. We want to believe people. We want to believe in prosperity. And so if you pitch someone an idea of this amazing increase, okay, This is how like people are so easily to be conned, because it's inside of us. I want amazing increase. You want amazing increase. The difference is how we get it. See, and the super mind, the guy operating on the fourth dimension, self-aware, can't trick that guy. Can't trick that guy. I'm not going too deep here, am I? Sometimes when I do these talks and I think and people listen back and I don't, see, I'm just getting going, man. Just getting going. And combining these principles of building wealth and money, the millionaire code, time, amount, yield, with this idea of a higher consciousness, self-awareness. The idea that my money's out there, your money's out there. You know what happens to a guy that owns a business and gets the super mind? You know what happens to that guy? You know what happens to your restaurant, your car dealership, your side hustle? When you realize that by selling and giving what it is you do to other people, you actually input power. I mean, you put value into their life and that you're giving them way more than you're asking for. Once you believe that, once you believe that what it is you do, sell, or teach, or have, or produce, that what it is more valuable than what you're charging, the universe is going to reward you. Because the value imbalance can't stay that way. See, if stocks get too low too long, money comes in. So if you want stocks to go up, they got to go down. And if you want stocks to go down, the best way is to get them to go up real high. It's that yin and the yang going on, this bipolar. The universe seems. It's order out of chaos. Inside this idea of the supermind, that fourth dimension, the God force. Back to Napoleon Hill, that the key of power is persuasion. See, the power to persuade yourself that you can do whatever you desire, that you can do whatever you desire, that you can do whatever you desire, and the power to persuade others to help you both, the power to persuade others to help you both to whatever you want. That was the code. Of the two Hill's foundational secrets that he did not come out and boldly say were his two most prominent secrets of secrets. But he clearly hinted toward their existence. And of course, a well-read person knows those two were desire and favor. You had to have a burning desire. You had to have favor. You had to have chosen you. You have to believe it and believe that you believe it. Right? Like, I have to believe I can get to $1 million in stocks. I believe that. I'm not there yet. See, I've got multi-millions in real estate, but not in the stock market. That is my obsession right now. To investing smart and wise and following the charts and my strategy that I teach inside of my book, The Money Flow, and literally living it every single day, waking up to live a life to give evidence to prove that what I'm going to do, that's the reason I put it in a book and the reason I sell it, is to hold me accountable to doing it. Because I know what to do. Now you know what to do. But do you have the desire? Yes, 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 yes. Hey guys, Gerald Peters. Thanks for joining me on the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you don't have a copy of my free ebook, you don't have to die broke. Reach out to me any way you can. I'll be happy to get it to you. If you haven't already, visit my site, thepetersreport.com. Thepetersreport.com. I have my personal stock portfolio listed there. Some things that I do and play around with in the stock market and my thoughts and views on where the market, bonds, and gold are headed. If you don't have a copy of my book, The Money Flow, is available on ebook and physical. Be happy to sign a copy and get it out to you. Hey, look forward to talking to you. God bless.